Dream Cycles is a Dublin-based artist and musician who also answers to, among other things, Bitflower BB and the more prosaic Jennifer Moore. Although she's recently released her Dream Cycles debut album, Moore began making sounds when she was studying video at NCAD and only later began to understand what she was doing as music. The new release, Mostalgia, conjures contemporary Dublin and its spaces using sleepy synthesizers and process wisps of voice, as well as occasionally the machinery of Dublin Port.
I started to realise that I could make my own music. It kind of was this slow realisation over time where I was like, oh, I'm allowed to do this. This is okay. I used to love working with video and kind of the moving image before. I had a great technician as well who, I guess, opened up the whole area of sound to me, which I kind of found easy to enter into through being comfortable with like an editing setup or an editing kind of interface, because I did a lot of editing with video work. When that moment clicked, I guess I was maybe second or third year when I realised, oh, I can actually just use microphones and start making anything I want to make and then just go from there. What you I didn't come from any kind of musical background, particularly. I never studied music. I still don't know any music theory. It wouldn't feel very authentic, I think, to kind of go straight into doing that now. But I just think curiosity and kind of following your heart with something that grabs you has been the way I've moved through all these things.
What were your first, like, sonic creations then?
Probably a cassette tape I made. I was also very interested in Dublin Port at the time. That piece was kind of about the machinery and the cycle of the machinery's movements throughout the port over the course of a day, a night. I grew up across from the port, so I could always hear the port at night coming across the bay, Dublin Bay. It was just something that's always stuck in my mind as being this amazing source of mystery and excitement. So I spent some time recording in the port that year, like a lot of time actually moving around the port, recording different parts of it at different times of the day and night. And I got lots of ideas for how maybe I could build music in the same way that the port was this kind of musical experience that I was having. It all seemed to click at that time where I was like, oh, I could just layer these things, and sometimes these rhythms fall into place with each other and other times those rhythms fall into place with each other, and these machines are actually just like big instruments, and what isn't an instrument? And it was really nice to get to explore my own personal experience at the same time as new technology and new making processes. I did a show in what is now the Tower Street buildings, the really like fancy studio yoga department facility. Who's the pretty sick girl chasing all her problems? I don't know what it is, but it looks really expensive. But before that existed, it was like this big derelict building. I made a piece at the time, a sound piece, about the fluctuating kind of skyline of our city and our fluctuating economy, because it was kind of like a time where it was 2016, so there was like the second big boom was coming back again, and it was a very strange time. And I had spent some time before then in the Techcrete factory, the old concrete factory in Howth. That's a big, a huge abandoned building. There was just so many huge, almost like seas of concrete slabs. The acoustics in the whole place was just so kind of surreal. It was a very surreal kind of place. At that time, I had been thinking a lot about, you know, how these economic tides like rise and fall. And I made a sound piece about that. And I went and I recorded things there and I wrote things there. I went and just wrote when I was there. It was just very much an honest kind of personal kind of work, but also trying to use the place itself, because I didn't play instruments. So I had to make other sounds using other things. We took some bricks from the Techcrete place and I built this thing in the Tower Street building that people could climb into, and then the headphones were inside and they could listen. And it was the concrete smell that I really wanted. them to have when they were there. It was really minimal for ages, and then I started using my voice. I started to realize that I could make my own music. It kind of was this slow realization over time where I was like, oh, I'm allowed to do this. This is okay that I can do this, even though I have no qualification or no guidance in any way.
It reminds me in a way of like 90s euphoria. It has that really like sincere optimism, and that was really represented in music. And it's very underrepresented in music at the moment.
Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah, I just love I love euphoric music, like loads of people. There's something very contagious about it, and I think if you grow up like a sensitive person in an abrasive world, people respond differently, but I definitely try and hold on to things that are calming and reassuring and make you soar a bit. And I mean, I love trance music for that reason, and the vocals in it and the vocals in pop music, they hold this kind of energy that I think can just enter your soul when you're listening to it. The record was in my head originally just going to be a record, but it kind of has to be also digitally released. I had no desire to do a hype thing with it. I just wanted it to exist. And I think it's kind of sad that these days that it's hard to make things exist without commodifying them so much. It just kind of makes me sad to see art have to exist in that way and have to be communicated and translated and swapped between people in that way. There's something infinite about sound in that way. Even like with the way the clouds change and the way that the skies move, it's always so fleeting. It almost seems so futile to try and grasp it or take photos or videos or anything. But with sound, when you're re-listening to it, you are pulled straight back in again.
Dublin artist and musician Jennifer Moore there, and the reporter was Áine Gallagher. Dream Cycle's debut record, Nostalgia, is available online and in-store at All City Records in Temple Bar, Dublin.